You didn't make a list of stuff?
I made a list.
All right.
I made a list. I have three words written down in my little suicide pact notepad.
Please kill me.
Please kill me. And then down a little lower, it says OnlyFans, which is one word.
I don't know about these levels.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Whatever. OnlyFans is not doing full penetration anymore.
They're back. They reversed course. You can cream pie a MILF or whatever you need to do.
You can.
To get by. Whatever you need to do to get by. I've been out here cream pieing MILFs to make a living. You know, some people are saying that. I can't feed my kids without doing this kind of work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's mostly women, right? So they're the MILFs getting the cream pies.
So cream pie is just jizzing on somebody's face?
No.
No?
No, babe. You sound ignorant. You sound so fucking stupid. Money shot or a cum shot.
Okay. What is a cream pie? You seem upset with me.
Well, partially because I don't feel like describing it because it's very graphic.
Oh, that's where you like, okay, I think I know what it is.
What is it?
I think I know, and
we'll
I don't want to say
it. We'll isolate this and save it for later.
You like leave it somewhere in some sort of orifice.
Yeah, like, and they like mush it out.
What is wrong with you people? There's no need for that. That's awful. Like, truly, is that arousing to anybody? Is it mostly just because it's gross or like...
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude.
You got to wake up. We're talking cream pies.
I just took a nap. I just took a nap.
I can't believe that's how I started.
Do a podcast.
I thought cream pie was something much tamer.
You think a load in the face is much? Because that's where it's supposed to go.
Is it?
The cream pie? That's where the load's supposed to go. Are you thinking of an asshole? Are you thinking of a butthole?
I was thinking of either hole.
I don't know if it's hole specific, honestly. See, this, I don't really play around with cream pies that often, so I don't know.
Yeah, I obviously don't either. I don't watch.
Well, I mean, it's clear, yeah, but it's, you know, it's a load in a hole being, you know.
Okay.
Mushed out, I guess, kind of.
God.
So OnlyFans, back to fucking and sucking, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Listen, I don't read articles. I read headlines. But I read that they reversed course. They reversed their decision about explicit content. So I assume it's
which
back to
stupid
normal.
Because it was like explicit content. It's like, what does that mean? Well, it means you can still show tits and ass, but you can't show like full penetration,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Or cream pies.
Cream pies. Can you show cream pies? Can you show
I
a guy fucking an actual cream pie?
Love to see this C-SPAN hearing where like an old senator is like, yeah. Now, how about...
cream pies. How about foot jobs?
Tentacle porn.
Yeah, where are we at with Steps' sister stuck in a dryer with her ass out of there?
She's always getting stuck in a dryer or under the sink or something.
Yeah.
Down like a garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm. She gets her hand in the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen one of those like front to back.
What, beginning to end, you mean? Or
yeah.
Like, so you don't recall the storyline?
Yeah, what's the one where she gets her arm stuck in a garbage disposal? She's like, oh no, I hope my stepbrother doesn't come in here and fuck my little pussy.
That is honestly how it goes. Like, when you say it out loud, it's so disturbing. She's trapped, and then her non-blood family member comes in and has sex with her.
Why
while
is that
she's
part
stuck.
Of it? Why does it matter what their parents are up to? You know what I mean? Why can't it just be two people? I guess, well, I guess they're in the house together. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not like, oh, my brother's friend is over.
Yeah, why can't we do that, you guys?
Yeah. What are we going to include the parents in the conversation?
Well, the parents aren't usually in the conversation.
Well, I mean, that's how they're related to each other.
The only reason it exists is because it's one step away from incest, so it's titillating.
Well, I mean, the incest stuff is really prominent. There's a lot of that.
Like regular incest
stuff? Yeah, it's always like, here's my fucking sister.
This podcast is horrifying.
Why?
It's an abomination. No. We're talking about cream pies and incest.
These are the topics of the day, okay? We're a news commentary podcast. Read the news.
Yeah.
It says cream pies on the front cover of the Daily Bugle in all red.
Cream pies everywhere.
And we report on it. We got to have our opinions, you know?
Yeah.
Opinion columnists. That's what we are, basically, for the modern day, the modern age.
Absolutely. We're like those two thought leaders, the brother-sister duo in Ender's Game.
Yeah, except for these two are fucking each other. Coming in all their holes and squishing it out, making all kinds of floppy ploppy noises.
Damn it.
It's like a horse, a cow chewing cud.
That's what the vagina looks like. Do you think they have Foley artists for posts?
I would love to do that. Like, isn't that a sketch?
Somebody did it for The Bachelor. It's like a fat guy eating a sandwich to make all the kissy noises.
Yeah.
Which is a very, very funny sketch. Yeah, it's just like gack thrown against the wall or something.
Right. Just like stomping a boot into mud.
God.
Churning butter.
You can ruin any nice noise.
One time I was in college and me and my big group of friends like went out somewhere. And then we all like crashed in somebody's bedroom. And like two of my friends were having sex on the floor.
What?
And the next day we were like, you guys are just having sex on the floor. And they were like, no, we weren't. And I was like, what is this noise? And they're like, we were churning butter. Churning butter was such a funny response.
Did I ever tell you it wasn't that bad, obviously, but when I was a freshman, a friend and I came home to my dorm and we were just like watching TV. And my roommate stumbled in with a guy, lights fully on, and they were just like dry humping and making out on our bed. And we were like facing them because we were sitting on the bed sideways to watch on my laptop. And we were just like
animals.
Yeah. Kids, like when they're on their own for the first time and you can drink and fuck and stuff, it's bedlam.
Yeah. Just drinking mouthwash. And
yeah. Hand sanitizer.
Cream pieing. Everybody.
No. Guys. Don't do that.
So about OnlyFans, like we saw that they took away the explicit content and we were like, well, that's shitty because it was like the banks that made them do it. They're like, we don't want to be associated with your lewd activity.
Yeah, us upstanding corporations. Bankers.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And so we were like, that's fucking bullshit. But at the same time, like, you, listener, probably don't know that many people who are on OnlyFans, and we happen to know a handful.
100?
And they're such bad pieces of shit people. And it's like kind of like, oh, they shouldn't do that, take away their livelihood, but also, also why don't you go die in the woods? And then the tweets these people were putting out, like, pray for us, not even pray for us, but just like Venmo us money because it's real hard for us right now. Sex workers. It's like you were out of work for all of four days
when it's
or something.
Like an open mic comic who, I don't know, who's always been awful to you and then decided nobody told them they should do this, but decided to like sell butthole pics online. Like, we're all struggling right now. It's like, all right.
Yeah, that, I mean, good God, that response, just like, we're innovative, creative people who will figure this whole thing out, but in the meantime we're having a lot of trouble with our mental health, and just Venmo us money because we need it, and sex workers are our workers, and yeah, okay, but you shut up, you know, you got hit in the face with some ropey jizz, that's all you did.
Ew, Ian.
What?
Ian, I feel very naive. I didn't know any of this stuff was going on OnlyFans. I thought it was all just like nudes. And
I think that's the vast majority of it, you know, or like ladies just clapping their butt cheeks. But Some people were fucking. I don't understand like what where the line is either. Like, what makes it not okay in the eyes of these moral bankers?
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
At what point?
I guess
penetration. I guess.
So weird. Does that mean like, can you finger yourself?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I say sure, go for it.
It is silly. If you are, but I do kind of like the idea of OnlyFans, like cutting out the middleman, like the exploiters within like the porn industry. I couldn't think of the right word.
But they're not.
But like,
they're just that.
If
now.
You have a hot ass and a ring light, you can do most of it yourself.
Right. But OnlyFans takes a chunk of your money. I guess Patreon does too. But that's a small price to pay, I think.
For your livelihood.
You know, like you're not going to get a bunch of servers in your house and host all your videos and create your own YouTube-esque web page.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess that's a small price to pay. You got to, I don't know what the percentage is, but women do be complaining about it. You're right. Yeah. You're not getting like, you're not like doing rails and going to some Hollywood hotel.
That weird
motel.
Casting couch shit. Yeah. If we can avoid that, that's cool.
Although it probably just still happens. Just
I'm sure
on OnlyFans.
It still happens.
Yeah.
I know it still happens.
You don't know.
I have nothing else to say.
Well, you sounded like you were going to fucking say something.
Well, I forgot it. Whatever it was, I forgot. So.
We went to Central Park the other day and we went and saw a concert and the hurricane showed up and we almost died.
Hurricane Henri.
That's the name of the hurricane?
No, I think it was Henry, but it was spelled like Henri.
Henri?
Like French, H-E-N-R-I.
Why?
I don't know why it was spelled
that,
right? It was Henry. Everybody called it Henry.
Oh, we almost died in a French hurricane while listening to Barry Manilow. The worst.
He was prancing around singing Copacabana, and then, or I forget what the second song was, but the mic cut out, and I thought at first, like, oh, this is embarrassing. He doesn't know that there's been a technical, like, mishap.
Well, that was true. He didn't know what was happening.
No, you could tell he didn't know.
DiBlasio just comes on. He's like, everybody find shelter or something.
Attention. That was awful. Getting in was awful. You have to wait in a line 10 blocks long to get into this goddamn concert. All along the way, you're faced with anti-vaccine protesters dressed as Nazis.
Right.
Dressed as full Nazis.
The messaging there is a little mixed up.
I know.
Are you're the Nazis?
I'm dressing as a Nazi in the name of justice.
Yeah. Are we the Nazi?
Who's the Nazi?
Because if it's the government, why are you dressed up like a Nazi?
Yeah, they had the armbands and everything, and it made me think they all met at somebody's house and somebody's sweet old mother like helped them sew their costumes.
Yeah,
we're gonna show them tomorrow in Central Park.
All these people trying to see Paul Simon. We'll tell them what's what.
Yeah, and that was so intense.
Fuck those people. They pissed me off so much. I was, because we waited in line for God knows how long.
Yeah.
And then we finally got into the park and a ton of people just cut in line and just came, because we've been waiting for like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
And they just like cut everybody. So I was furious to see that. And then immediately you're met with these anti-vaxxers and it's just like,
screaming at you.
Enough.
Yeah.
It's done. We did this for a while where we, you know, played your game and we all had little arguments and spats online.
Yeah.
But now we need to start fucking hitting these people in the face.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. You know,
I mean,
I'm
not
going to
be
woods.
Doing that. But I don't understand their point. Like, they're mad. Yeah, I guess one guy was screaming, it's an outdoor event. This is absurd.
Yeah, why do you guys need masks? Somebody was saying that. Like, it's an outdoor event. I don't know, man. If everybody has their rights, their liberties, then we can all wear masks if we want, you know? You're wearing a Nazi uniform.
Yeah. Nobody's telling you to take that
off.
And
then they're like, it's segregation.
I was like, God damn, all these comparisons. Somebody's holding up pictures of gulag concentration camps and shit. And I'm like, I'm not the smartest person in the world,
no,
but I don't
not at all.
think that's accurate. I don't think that's quite right.
And like I said, I was saying to you earlier today, if you're going Nazi, if that's the comparison you're making, you better be fully Jewish. You better have grandparents that died in the Holocaust or something. You better not just be some fucking like Scotch-Irish piece of shit who has no attachment to any of this stuff. Just watch that video in junior high and learned about the Holocaust or saw Schindler's List once. You know? And you're like, that's the same thing. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Like, why always?
It's always Nazis.
Straight to Nazis.
We need more comparisons,
we
guys.
We need the Nazis to come back.
No.
So we can really get a taste of how bad it is, you know?
No.
No, I think so.
No.
Whatever, man.
Whatever to you.
So,
anyway,
yeah,
ran out of the park in the pouring rain.
Yeah, I thought we were going to die. Really felt like we were going to die.
Did you really?
It didn't feel... I mean, I was fine with it. I was pretty excited to die, honestly. I was like, this would be a cool way to die. But we're looking at the stage. You turn around, there's thousands of people. I was just thinking about how difficult it was to get into the park. Everything was, you know, blocked off with barricades and giant fences and shit. So nobody could, like, sneak in, which they still did.
Yeah.
And then there's this black cloud, and there's lightning everywhere. And we're standing next to these tall metal structures. Everything's, you know, there's all this equipment, microphones and speakers and shit, all this electrical equipment. And then just all that needs to happen is Barry Manilow or somebody gets struck by lightning, goes down, the crowd goes nuts, and everybody just starts trampling each other and can't get out because of these, you know, barricades.
I've been watching spooky videos from around the internet, mm-hmm. volume whatever, just those like YouTubers who, I was working and I didn't realize what an unsettling, like even if you're only paying half attention to it, how that just creeps into your brain and just makes you miserable. One point they covered the Rhode Island nightclub fire, and that's, I mean, obviously the worst instance of that happening, where so many people crowded the very few exits that they just blocked them with their bodies. They were just stuck in every doorway. And
right.
just burned alive.
Yeah.
100 people died.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's fucking awful. Burning to death, too.
Yeah. And they're, it's so fucking
not
awful.
Good.
I don't like crowds at all. I was once forgive me if I've already told this story, but in Philly on the 4th of July, I was on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Hall & Oates were playing, I think. And somebody shot a BB gun, but we didn't know it was a BB gun. It just sounded like a regular gun. And people started stampeding. And my friend Jamie got trampled. I mean, he was fine. He's fine, but like he did get knocked to the ground and stepped on. And we all had to scatter. Phones didn't work, too, because everybody's trying to call each other.
Phones didn't work at Central Park.
It sounds like 100 horses running at you behind you. It's awful. It's so fucking scary. Whenever I'm at a concert inside, I just think of, or outside, whatever, in the middle of a crowd like that, I just think of what would happen if everybody panicked and decided they needed to escape immediately.
Look where the exits are and stuff. It's a good thing to do, you know. How to get out.
I used to talk about the Rhode Island nightclub fire a lot at frat parties when I was in college. I'd be like, this is a serious fire hazard. There's low hanging exposed wire. Do you know about the Rhode Island nightclub fire?
The thing about Central Park is like when we were leaving, there were still all those barricades, and like I was trying to like move the barricades because the concert's over, right? And you still got all these people that work there being like, all right, you got to go this way and turn this way. It's like, it's fucking Central Park. It's a wide open area. Move the barricades and we'll all just slowly get out. Like, this is a scary situation. There's a black cloud over us. It's pouring rain. We don't need to file out single file like we're, you know,
we're
cattle.
Corralled. Yeah, I think the scary realization is when shit goes down like that, it shouldn't be unexpectedly, by the way, because they knew that storm was coming. Yeah. We all did, but like the people in charge should have had a plan. But once the disaster actually struck, it's every man for themselves, including the people they pay part-time to be volunteer security or whatever. Or, whatever. Whoever they've hired, they were like, fuck this, it's raining, I'm out of here. So nobody was taking down gates or barriers or anything, whether or not that was...
Well, we walked all through the woods and wove around, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not walking with everybody else. It just doesn't make any sense at this point. Nobody's sneaking in.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Now it's Central Park. Now it's open. Move everything out of the fucking way so we can get out. That pissed me off so much, is hitting gates and being like, oh, I gotta go more streets down because this is the way you plan this thing.
Yeah, I saw people ahead unsuccessfully trying to climb some of the chain link fences and stuff. So I knew it. That wasn't gonna be my my escape.
Well, there are cops everywhere too. So now you're in trouble if you jump over shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You went ahead with this concert knowing a hurricane was coming.
Yeah.
And then like, once the hurricane rolled in, they told us to leave, and then de Blasio got back on the microphone. He was like, no, it's fine. Everybody come back. Yeah, and then clearly somebody pulled him away from the microphone. So nobody knew what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just chaos. It's moments like that where you go like, nobody ever, ever, ever knows what the fuck they're doing at any given time.
You know?
Never give in to authority. Never listen to anybody telling you where to line up or what to do, because everybody's full of shit. Everybody's like, it's just some asshole in charge. Just some fucking guy, you know?
Well, yeah, especially with de Blasio. I don't like de Blasio, but the booing, it makes me sad.
Oh, it's so funny.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
No, fuck all of them. Schumer, I wish we would have booed Schumer.
Me
louder.
Too. I mean, he deserved it too, but like...
And Stephen Colbert too.
De Blasio, they were all at the show, trying to speak and 10,000 people booing him and just soldiering on is so uncomfortable. He's just awkward. His wife is standing next to him.
I don't feel bad for him at all, because he did this at the Paul Simon concert too that we went to.
He should
He comes
know.
Out. He knows what's going to happen.
I know. It's like, no, we hate you.
He's so dopey.
It's so
weird. It
doesn't
register.
It does make me feel bad, though. Mm. I don't like seeing somebody get booed, and I don't know. I guess that's it. Because I can't think of something specific that he's done that's, like, despicable. He just seems stupid and incompetent.
He just hasn't done shit. The trains are always fucked up and, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he just seems like a kind of a dunce.
He's a rich...
Oh, yeah.
Butthole.
Yeah.
Rent prices are astronomical. All our old people are dead.
That's Cuomo.
Well, I'm sure de Blasio
I'm Italian.
Help.
That's what we do. We kill old people.
Yeah, fuck them. Nah, you guys love your old people, your old moms.
That's true. Horny for them.
Yeah.
Frankly. Not me personally. I'm only a little bit Italian, so only a little bit horny for old women. But
no. Women aren't horny for the old moms.
Women aren't horny, full stop.
Women aren't horny. Stop filling them full of cream. Leave them alone.
They're just trying to fix the garbage disposal.
Yeah, and here you
Leave
are.
Leave them alone.
Shooting hot piping cream inside all their holes.
Stop.
And they're trying to mush it out, and you keep filming it.
Stop. Awful. What else? I wrote down milk crate challenge. Do we give a fuck?
No.
At all. Well,
I haven't even seen it. I saw one milk crate challenge videos. Everybody's talking about it. Like, mm-hmm. It's the new big thing.
I actually searched the hashtag, so I found a bunch of them. But yeah.
It's like hard to do, like hard to walk up a bunch of milk crates.
Some of the falls have been very spectacular. Very funny. They flip into the air and fall on their backs.
That's pretty good.
It is funny. Yeah. Yeah, we got to do something while the world burns.
Right.
I don't know what's going on geopolitically, so don't even ask.
I wasn't going to.
Don't even ask me, Ian.
I wasn't going to ask you.
You know what I was thinking? I think we should take the next step in our relationship.
No.
And
Pass. Disagree.
And watch Charlie Wilson's War.
No, I don't want to watch Charlie Wilson's War.
Why?
I don't fucking want to.
Okay.
I want to watch The Toxic Avenger.
Can we watch a double feature of The Toxic Avenger and Charlie Wilson's War?
No.
Why?
Why do I have to watch Charlie Wilson's War?
So I can figure out where the Taliban came from.
I don't give a shit where the Taliban came from. I'm American. I care about cheeseburgers and White Claws and cream pies, and that's it.
I'm just trying to expand my mind.
Cream pies in the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Trying to expand my mind and learn about politics.
Shouldn't we watch a documentary about the Taliban? Why are we watching Charlie Wilson's War?
I mean, that was...
Oh, that title makes me want to go to sleep.
That was the fucking bit, obviously, thinking
that
God. I would
fuck
learn,
you. The
learn
bit is
anything
that I'm,
about history from Charlie Wilson's War.
And the bit is I don't want to watch it.
Fine, I'll watch it by myself.
No, you won't.
I hope we break up over Charlie
will.
Wilson's War. I want to watch Charlie Wilson's War.
No, you're not going to.
I want to know what happened. It's directed by Mike Nichols. He made The Birdcage. He did The Graduate. He did Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? I love all those movies. So ipso facto, ergo, through the transitive property.
You can watch it on your phone in the bathroom.
Charlie Wilson's War.
Earbuds.
Is probably good. Okay.
Charlie Wilson is the guy who invented the Taliban? He's the head of the Taliban.
As far as I can deduce, yes. Based on absolutely nothing but my own made-up notions and a little bit of Wikipedia-ing.
What's going on with the Taliban? They stormed the Capitol.
Yep.
I actually have been, like, learning a lot about Afghanistan and what we were doing over there, and it's just, like, it's so laughably horrific and complicated, and it's so funny that everybody has these. I feel like somebody on Twitter who's like, if you don't know what you're talking about, maybe don't comment on what's happening in Afghanistan. But it is kind of true. It's so dense, like the decades of, you know, atrocities that we've been perpetrating over there, and now all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're paying attention because the Taliban's back, and now everybody's like, well, I have an opinion about that, what Biden should have done. And it's just like, dude, Just listen to one war vet, like higher up war vet, talk about it for a while, and you just go like, "Wait, what? What were we doing? What? Who are we funding? Warlords with, you know, child sex slaves and stuff? We were giving them weapons and
I'm serious.
Me?
I'm pretty sure that's what Charlie Wilson's War.
All right, we can watch fucking Charlie Wilson's War.
Thank you. See, ladies.
What do you mean, sea lady? What does that mean?
That's
I don't
how
like
you
that.
Get what you want.
I don't like that. I'm going to cream pie your ass.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right in your face.
Cream pieing is just lazy hygiene. It's just a mess. Like, it reminds me of videos where you're just like eating food and letting it dribble out of your mouth. And
that's
chewing
good too.
It
that sounds pretty good
it's
too.
It's just messy.
I'm sure that's a category.
People are so fucking weird.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
I was listening to this podcast recently.
Nice.
And it's a good podcast. I like it. And it started off and they were trying to like sell themselves a little bit. And it occurred to me that we would never do this in a million years because we don't like ourselves.
Yeah,
but,
that's true. That's the entire reason. I mean, not the entire reason, but a big part of the reason I think that we don't.
We're not successful.
It's because we hate ourselves and we're like, why would I promote something run by my worst enemy?
Right. But I was listening to this podcast and I'm like, okay, well, I'm okay with what they're saying here because I like this podcast. So I was like, maybe we should do this for our podcast.
Okay.
So here's my little pitch.
Okay. Listening to a little pitch.
All right. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you enjoy it and you want to show your appreciation, you should go over to patreon.com/suicidepact and you can pledge a small amount of money or a large amount of money just to say that you appreciate what we're doing here and give us a little thank you for the laughs that you've received
along the way
and the friends you made along the way. And for your money you will get a bonus episode every month
Also, all the backlog of bonus episodes and other shit we've done. We've made videos.
We still have zines available if you're a newcomer and you want.
Sure.
Oops.
Put that on me. but we have given out gifts in the past. We've given out t-shirts. We've given out zines. We've given out hot sauce. So, and I'm sure there will be more to come. So there's that. I just
absolutely
want to say that.
T-shirts available for anybody who signs up for the $10 Patreon level. Just
yes.
message us your address on Patreon and I'll give it to you.
And if you don't feel like doing any of that, but you like the show and you're like, fuck you, I like to listen to things for free. I understand that.
It's my preferred method of listening.
Consider telling a friend about the show. Or
skywriting.
Skywriting. Or perhaps not interrupting me while I do my little ad here. That's something you could consider.
Skywriting.
Never mind. Forget it. Fuck it. Don't do any of it.
No. I agree with you.
Make a little social media post. That's all I was going to say. That would help us.
Yeah, please. Also, side note, if you got a t-shirt, send us pictures of yourself in it.
Yeah, only wearing the t-shirt.
Yeah, no bottoms.
No bottoms, just cream pies.
Please don't actually do it.
Send us your cream pies.
No.
Everybody send your cream pies to johnstossel@gmail.com.
Please, for the love of God, don't do it. I'm so emotionally fragile. I can't see strangers' fluids right now. I can't.
Well, only send in your fluids if you're Catherine's family, because she doesn't want to see she doesn't want to see anybody's strange
fluids. Not family.
Fluids.
I mean, if we've met, maybe. Okay. If we've met in real life. But I'll consider it.
Well, are we going to go out tonight or what?
Is that something that you're interested in doing?
Yeah, let's go.
Because I don't know
let's
if...
Let's go out.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at me in this old t-shirt and sweatpants, but this is indoor cat.
It's 85 degrees outside.
Yeah. I'm in.
You can change your t-shirt.
I mean, the bottoms are the things.
You can
that
change
have to,
the bottoms.
I'm
too.
Wearing like long johns, but fine. Sure.
I don't really want to go out. I want to watch Charlie Wilson's War.
Ian, if after all of this, you watch Charlie Wilson's War.
I'm
going
to wait until you go to bed. And I'm going to watch Charlie Wilson's War.
If you watched Charlie Wilson's War without me, I think I would have to break up with you. I would be so upset if you did that to me. If you watched, after all of this back and forth, you watched Charlie Wilson's War.
I'm going to do it.
Without me.
I'm going to watch Daisy of Rock. What's
Daisy
the name of that
of
show?
Love.
Daisy of Love.
Now that's a show that will teach you about
it's on
the
Hulu.
World. Yeah.
It's from that era of, Bret Michaels and Flavor Flav pounding out a bunch of crackheads in a mansion in New Jersey or wherever they
what
are.
What a time to be alive. Yeah. It was amazing.
There's a spinoff one called Daisy of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a contestant on Bret Michaels' Chlamydia House.
Yeah.
And she's trying to find love.
Yeah.
And it's 2009 and she's wearing
that was
fake titties.
Really upsetting to me to find out it was 2009. I thought it was like 2002, but 2009 I have like a recollection
right.
of.
Right. Doesn't seem that long ago.
I was like very much a person
I was
in
living
2009.
In New York City, making
and
my way.
It looks so old, like that era of those hot pink and black checkered mini skirts with a studded belt and overly straightened fried hair.
Yeah, guys in fedoras and checkered Vans and tribal tattoos.
A different universe. It's so strange. It's like going to the fucking Smithsonian and studying old cultures. You're like, I can't believe they used to do this.
It was like, but that era was like,
am I thinking, wait, hang on. Smithsonian has.
No, that's right.
No, I think the Museum of Natural History has all like the cavemen and stuff. And the Smithsonian has like.
Smithsonian has like Archie Bunker's chair and like.
Okay. So it's different.
Fonzie's jacket. But it's like those guys are like they're dressed like 80s rockers, like there, Bret Michaels, yes. You know, bandanas and long blonde hair. And
well, there was one group specifically, the Swedes.
Yeah, the Swedish like guys. Trio. Yeah, they looked like Flock of Seagulls or something. But it's a great show. They say retard an awful lot.
Yes, they do. Then they all have to compete for it. One guy said somebody was retarded out of their mind, which
yes,
is a phrase.
That was very funny.
A phrase I had never heard
a lot
before.
Of people just throwing away things that are the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life. You know, things that would be bleeped or just deleted from television these days.
It really, it should be studied like in a college course. Just the way how things have changed this much
right.
in not much more than 10 years, which as you get older, you realize is not that long a time. A decade.
Yes. Nothing.
Flies by.
Yeah. And weird. Yeah. And it's weird when you're in the middle of culture and you just think this is the way. I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to look around and note things that are off. Or weird, the way people dress, the things people say, their behavior, and think to myself, like, when people see photos of this or watch the TV shows that are on now, they're going to point to this particular thing and say, that's strange, that's goofy, I can't believe somebody did this.
I've been thinking that too, but does that ever make you feel bad, like you're not existing, like you're an archaeologist in present day, just like not even existing in your own society, sort of like separating yourself and studying it?
I guess that's one way of looking at it, but you could also look at it the exact opposite way, where instead of just like going with the flow, you're taking a second to take it all in. And really examine what's happening around you instead of just being like, everything's normal. Because in 2009, we were just sitting on the couch watching this show being like, this is normal shit. These are regular ass people, you know, saying regular stuff.
The day before I left for college, David Blaine promised that he could levitate you from your living room. That if you watched hard enough, he would be able to levitate you. I remember my mom screaming at me because I had not finished packing, and it was like 11 p.m. the night before we had to take me to college, and
sounds
I was like,
right.
Shut up, I'm doing something. And I was like, he said he could levitate us, and I really believed that he could, and I stood and I watched him, and he levitated people on the street, and he swore to God that he would levitate you in your living room. And Ian, would you believe he did not levitate me? That's
how do we get onto this topic?
I just think that was also a part of a weird era back then.
The David Blaine years. Yeah. He's still around doing stuff, freezing himself, going underwater.
Yeah. I think the time has passed for that kind of thing. We're busy.
Yeah.
Like, we're just distracted.
With the Taliban.
Yeah.
Cream pies.
Yeah, don't you don't you think life is so horrific that it's like, we don't have time for your frivolous, like...
I don't know. If a David Blaine special came out on Netflix tonight, don't you think we would stay up and watch it?
Probably, but
it'd
we
be
have
great.
A podcast.
Especially
we have
when
to.
He fucks with celebrities. That's my favorite shit, you know?
Maybe you're right. Sorry, I just thought that was like a totally different time, that David Blaine shit, but I guess you're right. I guess he's still...
Still cool that we watched that dumb fucking magic show on Netflix with the guy, you know, who memorized all those cards and then told people.
Yeah, and told Bill Gates he was a dreamer.
Right,
or something.
Yeah. Bill Gates is, oh, you're a pedophile. That's what he should have said.
And he just moves on to the next person.
Right.
Larry
Anderson Cooper.
Larry Wilmore's crying. That was such a weird moment when you turned.
Was Larry Wilmore?
I think Larry Wilmore was there. I don't know. In my memory, he is, but I've gotten off track.
What was
from
that called? So people know what we're talking about. We did a whole episode about it.
Yeah,
I
think it's on Hulu. The Magician. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, who knows?
Daisy of Love.
Daisy of Love.
Oh, we were talking about being whether it's a bad thing to sort of separate yourself from society and study it before you immerse yourself.
I think it's only a good thing.
Okay.
I think
there are downsides to it for sure.
Well, wrong, but I think that like you should always be the individual you are, and then, you know, like the things you like. and then examine everything else as kind of an outsider, and that, and then you'll always be kind of cool, I think.
Because
you're not leaning into any trends or whatever.
I think that's fine for us, because I like us as people. I mean, I know we were just talking about hating ourselves on like a grand scale, yeah, but like, I think we're cool. That also sounds like a recipe for some of the worst people I know. Like it sounds like they're exactly like so many people think they're above everything. They look around, try to figure out how they can be different without just letting go of their ego.
That's true,
and just like, just being, you know? I don't know. I remember a long time ago in college going to this icebreaker thing for kids who are interested in joining the theater group, which is, I know, embarrassing and dorky.
Nerd stuff.
Awful.
Dork-ass nerd
awful,
stuff.
No, awful, like nerdy ass, awful dork nerd shit. Stuff,
yeah.
Right? But people are trying to do like icebreakers and like have a nice time. And I remember some of the people who were stepping back like, what? Like, this is so weird. Oh my God, this is so random. I can't even. But you're here. You're a theater dork. You're here because you're interested in this kind of thing. Like, it's only embarrassing because you're making yourself like want to be the cool kid. But this is inherently uncool. So just embrace it and stop being. I think it's so lame to.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right. Well, I don't know, because I want to push back against that, because, you know, some stuff is awful. Like, just, I don't know, like, there's always terrible music on the radio, and, you know, people will just get, like, obsessed with some dog shit band and then pretend that nobody ever listened to Nickelback. Nobody's ever even heard of them. I couldn't even conceive of humming along to a Nickelback song on the radio, and you know everybody was doing that for, you know, 5 years.
Yeah.
And,
I think there's a fine, because I know that we are haters, but I think there's a fine line between being a critic and being a complete
curmudgeon, asshole.
Yeah, who can't have a good good time,
sure.
Can't have fun at all. There's an E.E. Cummings poem that I'm not going to quote, but I've always really liked. It's about, I think it's about fucking, but it's about, it's called, since, well, none of them have titles, and he doesn't.
Cream pies, how cream I love pie. Thee. But let me count the
first,
ways.
The first line is, I think it's since feeling is first, and it's basically about allowing yourself to get out of your head and just embrace how you feel and follow your feelings.
Right.
And it's, one of the lines is, see, I didn't want to quote it because I know I'm going to butcher it, but it's something about the type of person who dwells on the syntax of things will never wholly kiss you. It's like a romance poem, but it's like, if you're having sex or like engaging in any kind of romantic endeavor, the person who's hung up on language or details and not their own feelings and desires is not a great lay. I think that was...
All right, that makes sense to me, but I guess what I'm trying to communicate is, like, if you are alive in 2009 and you're hanging out with a group of your friends and they all decide to get fedoras and, you know, bowling shirts, and in your mind you say, part of me thinks that this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, but you go, hey, who am I to, you know?
E. Cummings said, don't worry about
right.
it. Yeah.
Who am I to be, you know, the party pooper?
Yeah, I am actually, I don't know, I guess I'm just playing devil's advocate because I feel like I'm pushing back against everything that I believe, which is you should be a critic and most things are lame and you should question them and blah, 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 but...
Well, don't make that your whole personality.
Yes.
Don't seek that feeling out, that feeling of I'm better than this and I'm the only one in the room that knows this is stupid. Don't get addicted to that feeling. But if it crops up in the back of your mind, don't override it and just say like, hey, why don't you hand me one of those fedoras? I'm going to go on Daisy of Love and try to impress this hot
quote
woman,
unquote.
You know? Those rock hard tits really get me going.
It's hard to decipher a face on her head.
Yeah.
It's like you
there's
look
lips,
for a long
there's
time.
Eyes, and there's a nose.
Yeah.
but they're all like plumped and shaved.
Melted.
And, yeah.
Fun fact that you Googled, she's Oscar De La Hoya's niece.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Good for you. You know what's crazy about that?
What?
She has a horribly low IQ. She's very, very dumb. But the contestants that they chose are like brain damaged. So they make her seem smart.
They start drinking as soon as they wake up.
Oh, I forgot
about
just that.
Booze everywhere. Yeah. I don't even think
it's such
a fun
show.
I would disagree
show.
With that. I don't think she's that dumb. I
really?
Just think she's
you
like
think she's smart?
Shit-faced all the time.
Yeah.
And
she drinks champagne out of a little champagne flute with a pink crazy straw, which I love so much. I do like her. I like why.
Me
like
too.
Her,
she's great.
Her life is awesome. Also,
thank you. Oh yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Come
yeah.
up and get your star.
What was it like that chain?
Yeah,
it's like that tattoo, that nautical tattoo.
Really
that everybody
heavy.
Got at that time.
Yeah, yeah, with all the like 3D layers to
yeah,
it.
The star you draw in your notebook.
It could never work today, I think, because there's all these like, just like too much of a liability to have reality show contestants that fucked up, I think. But it's so fun to be able to watch. They get them so drunk. One episode, I was like, can we pause for a second? Nobody freaked out enough about what just happened.
Yeah.
A man whose name is Flipper, because he does backflips all the time, lost his shit for no reason. Like, absolutely no reason.
That guy was brain dead. That guy had a chunk of his fucking medulla oblongata missing, just bitten off.
He smashed a bottle and started cutting his own face with it and screaming at people. And he barges into Daisy's room. They have her set up like she had just been sitting in this empty room in a throne. Like, oh, hello. What are you doing here? And he just flips out on her, tells her to go fuck herself for no reason.
He's bleeding out of his forehead. I heard about this show from a different podcast. Although I kind of vaguely remember it because I watched the Bret Michaels one, and I loved a Flavor Flav one.
Yes, me
I mean,
too.
Flavor Flav is one of the most dynamic, charming celebrities that ever lived.
Yeah.
And then that group of girls, wonderful. And then
absolutely.
The spin-off.
Remember when Pumpkin spit in
New York.
New York's face.
Yes.
New York, probably greatest reality TV star of all time.
Yeah.
I love her.
Well,
so
I love
much.
New York.
I know. That's why I said her. I had to pause and go, oh, that's the name of the show.
Yeah, so I must have watched it. I feel like I did watch it. But also, it tricks you, the show. You're like, I've seen this. But then you realize that all the male contestants are from other shows. They're like the best of, you know?
VH1 did this, like, it was just this, like, pipeline back then of these exact
it's
same
like
type of shows.
It's like what they did with Road Rules and Real World.
Yes,
where they would, like,
yeah.
Pit them against each other.
Cookie cutter thing where they could just churn out all these, the exact same show under a different title. And the spinoff would be, like, Charm School. It's all the bad.
Tool Academy.
And Tool Academy. It's all the bad boys and bad girls from these other shows. But then your cash cow keeps giving you money under a new show. It's not
and it really does feel like before they figured out reality shows, where like if you watch the Kardashians, I saw a TikTok recently of a clip from the Kardashians, and it was jarring how scripted it was. Like the younger girls were making fun of Kim, and Kim overheard them, but the whole thing is like, I'm Kim Kardashian, I'm famous, and then she's like, I'm mad because they made fun of me, and it's so scripted, and then Bruce has to like give them a talking to. These shows, and actually from listening to this other podcast, I learned this because they knew the producers of Daisy of Love. They're just, it's almost like straight up documentary style. They're just
that really happened.
All this stuff in Daisy of Love.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah,
like they really
sense.
Are just sticking a camera on these freaks.
Yeah, and they get them drunk.
They give them, you know, challenges and shit.
Right.
But what's happening really is happening. There's very little that's scripted. They're not like inserting a narrative into this, you know, into the show.
Easy job for these producers.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is the podcast I was listening to that got me to watch this, they were saying that episode 5 of the show is the greatest episode of television of all time, and we're on episode two. They were like, the first two episodes kind of like get you going.
Yeah.
But by episode five, you're completely in. So I can't wait to see what
it's
happens.
It's so wonderful. Just reminiscing and watching these people
pretend to want to fuck this woman too, by the way.
Yeah, they're like, she's probably the hottest person I've ever seen in my life. And she's like, tell me what kind of guy you're into. And he's like, probably like, what kind of girl you're into. And he's like, probably like big, giant, fake tits and
you're just saying
blonde
that.
Hair. She's like, oh my god, thank you. And her lips don't move. They're just like duckbill lips.
There's this
go
guy
straight
named,
out.
Named Weasel.
Oh, Weasel
just,
rules.
He's always just like, can we get a little Jack Daniels over here? Can
yeah, we need some whiskey some here. She's like, Weasel, it's 11 a.m. and you fell asleep in the pool.
Yeah, but I like you, so.
There's something about Weasel. I can't put my finger on it. He's just like wandering into the ocean to die.
He's like.
He's pretty mysterious.
What did he say? He's like, I got a little bit drunk or something like that. She's like, how much did you drink? Two bottles of Jack Daniels.
Two bottles of Jack Daniels. And then they get to a point where you realize he is in the hardest downward spiral of anybody's life. And he somehow drunkenly ended up on Daisy of Love. He was like, you know, I used to be a biomedical engineer. Yeah. And then I got a divorce.
Yeah, I used to do LASIK eye surgery. Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm just pretty much just, you know, I'm just hanging out.
Like, but
I like
I'm
to
happy.
Do motocross, have a drink once in a while, and just chilling out, like enjoying my life. You know, I don't see my daughter anymore, which is fine.
Okay, Weasel. Thank you. You get
Weasel's
a star.
Being weird.
One guy pukes and passes out on the bathroom floor. Immediately.
Yeah, and he was in the running to win the whole thing because he's clearly like the hottest one.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got eyeliner.
He was
he's
like,
got a mohawk.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun. Should we?
Yeah, you want to watch it?
Yeah, let's watch it. Okay.
All right. Well, until next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hail Satan.
If next week comes, hail Satan.